Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 12th. Great day of racing at Kentucky Downs. A great racing continues with full fields, lots of prize opportunities. That's what we're going to cover today. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site which covers most of the tracks in North America and has some great perks and tools for the better. Check out amwager.com, become a member. And when you do, you can also go there and check out the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, How to Bet, Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start on this Saturday, September 12th, Key Races and Bets podcast with race 7 at Kentucky Downs post 427 Eastern, 327 Central. It's the Kentucky Downs Ladies Turf Stakes. English Affair posted the 14-1 upset in the Kentucky Downs preview Ladies Turf last month at Ellis Park, and I think she will prove that win was no fluke. Bayrano rode her for the first time brilliantly, and she's come back to work big since then. English Affair won the Grade 3 Cardinal Stakes as a 4-year-old in 2018. She's now back in that kind of form, and the 114 Equibase speed figure earned last month is better than any horse in the field, including those that are also stakes winners and lower odds. Regal Glory has to be used on Exacta Double and Pick 3 tickets, but she's tough considered as a win bet, opening at 9-5. She won 5 of her first 7 last year, finished 2nd in the other through last August before a poor 6th place finish and 8 months off. Returning as a 4-year-old, she ran okay when second to Stablemate, Newspaper of Record, in the Intercontinental Stakes in June. Didn't fire a bit in the much tougher Grade 1 Just a Game Stakes at the end of June. Maybe coming back on 3 weeks rest was a bad idea, so she's had 2 months off now. The Just a Game, though, turned out to be productive as the runner-up ran 5th, then won the Churchill Downs Distaff Turf Mile last weekend. And the Just a Game winner, Newspaper Record, was 2nd in that same race. Therefore, Regal Glory can win, and there are a few others that can win as well, so she's no standout. Mitchell Road, Tap It Today, and Secret Messenger are mostly contenders for 2nd or 3rd on Exacta Trifecta tickets, but I'll use them on a Pick 3 and Double Ticket as well. Their best races could be competitive here, but I think they're a cut below English Affair and Regal Glory, particularly if English Affair repeats her last race. In race 7 at Kentucky Downs, the Kentucky Downs Ladies Turf, with a post of 327 Central, 427 Eastern, the win bet, the key win bet on this race is English Affair 3-1 or higher. For the Exacta, play English Affair over Mitchell Road, Tap It Today, Regal Glory, and Secret Message, and turn it around in case English Affair runs second. She'll be a decent price. Mitchell Road, Tap It Today, Regal Glory, and Secret Message over English Affair. We'll play two doubles here. The first will be English Affair and Regal Glory in race 7. Then Change Your Control, Kariba, into Mystic, God Stormy, and Kamari in race 8. The second double is going to be using a 5x5, so we're going to use English Affair, Regal Glory, Mitchell Road, Tap It Today, and Secret Message in race 7. And then Change Your Control, Kariba, into Mystic, God Stormy, and Kamari in race 8. For the pick 3, we'll play the same pick 3 using those horses in the 7th and 8th, the 5 horses in the 7th, the 4 in the 5 in the 8th, and just County Final, Outdoor, and Fauci in race 9. It's a 50-cent pick 3. It's a $30 ticket. I think it's worth the risk. Moving on to race 8, the Kentucky Downs Ladies Sprint Stakes on Saturday, September 12th, with a post of 4:59 Eastern, 3:59 Central. Kariba is the top pick. He's run 4 big races in a row since racing on turf for the first time in March. The most recent of those was her best, and it came winning the Caress Stakes at Saratoga last month in a 10-horse field. Irad Ortiz Jr. was up for the first time and rides back, and the race the filly won has turned into a key race for which the 3rd, 4th, and 5th finishers have all come back to win. One of those in the One Dreamer Stakes on September 7th here at Kentucky Downs, making her 3rd stop off a layoff and off a career-best 106 Equibase speed figure effort, which should be improved upon. Kariba looks like a great bet, opening at 8-1. Into Mystic ran huge last month as well, off the trainer change to Walsh, taking the Kentucky Downs preview ladies sprint with a 108 figure. That turned out to be a key race as well, as the runner-up won the Unbridled Sydney Stakes last week, and the 5th horse won back. The 3rd and 4th have yet to run. Into Mystic's won 4 of her last 5, as in top form must be respected. Kamari scratched out of the prioress on dirt last week at Saratoga to run here. She's done little wrong in 5 turf starts, and Ward wins a lot of races historically at Kentucky Downs. So with this filly working spectacularly well for the race and a proven winner in turf sprint stakes, she is another who adds depth to the field. Change of Control may be a bit overmatched on paper, but opens at 15-1, and that makes up for any faults. She has the figures to run at the level based on her back-to-back wins in turf sprints in May and June. She was third in the Unbridled Sydney, but that was taken off turf run on dirt, so back on the turf, she has a chance to run a lot better than her high odds suggests. And the speed figures for those two turf sprints of 112 and 108 are competitive with horses here at much lower odds. We'll round out a quintet of contenders with Got Stormy. The quintet rises above the rest here, particularly on the cutback. She fits as well from a route to a sprint with at least three need-the-lead types in Quebec, Jacquard, Surrender Now, and possibly I'll Handle the Cash. However, God Stormy is not known as a sprinter, but she is a Grade 1 stakes winner on grass and in decent form following a runner-up effort against males in the four-star day of last month. However, as a win bet, she's a hard pass opening at 2-1. In the Kentucky Downs Ladies Sprint, raced 8 at Kentucky Downs on Saturday 9-12 with a post of 3:59 Central, 4:59 Eastern. I will absolutely bet both Kariba into Mystic at 5-2 or more, and I will consider a smaller win bet on Change of Control at 6-1 or more because I wouldn't want to miss her if she wins and pays 30-odd bucks. As for the win bets on Kariba into Mystic, when making multiple win bets, always use a dutching tool to try and do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win and proportions your bets based on the odds. Amwager has a great dutching tool, which is totally free, among other great features. You can also get the written version of this while you're there at Amwager.com. Check on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog at Amwager.com. For the exacta, we're going to box Kariba, Change of Control, Into Mystic, Kamari, and Got Stormy. And the same 5 in a trifecta box as well. There's a lot of value there, in my opinion. If the pick 3 is live, you don't have to play a double, but you can press, and the double would be Change of Control, Kariba, Into Mystic, God Stormy, and Kamari in race 8, and County Final, Outdoor, and Fauci in race 9. Moving on to race 9 to close out this great stakes trio on the blog, podcast, and blog today. This is the Kentucky Downs Juvenile Turf Sprint. Post time 5:32 Eastern, 4:32 Central. County Final, Outdoor, and Fauci stick out quite a bit against the other 7. But of the 3, the only one offering good value for WinBet is County Final at 9-2. This well-bred colt won in his debut in February in a turf sprint, easily drawing off by 4 lengths in a field of 10. Moved to dirt for the Bashford Manor. He wasn't disgraced 1 second, then entered the tie row, which was scheduled for turf. He stayed on the race after moving to dirt and won easily and flattered when the third horse came back to win. That was his first start since moving to the Asmussen barn. He's a quality colt with upside and underbet relative to the other 2 because I think they all have the same chance to win. Every right to win his second race in a row. That's County Final. Outdoor broke his maiden at first asking at the end of July at Saratoga in a turf sprint, showing good amount of maturity to win from off the pace. The 87 figure was solid, but County Final earned an 84 and both have upside. Fauci finished second in his debut on dirt, won nicely on turf before a runner-up finish in the Skidmore Stakes last month at Saratoga on the grass. Those efforts earned 89 and 90 figures, tops in the field, but not much better than the other 2. Fauci is certainly a contender, but no standout. Note also this race has a trio of need-the-lead types in Petit Verdot, Bodenheimer, and Cowan. All 3 above could take up stalking positions, Outdoor, County File, and Fauci. Could take up stalking positions behind the speed. Also a chance any of them could get caught up in a hot pace. The one most likely, in my opinion, to get caught up in a hot pace is Fauci. So he's the one I'm using the most reluctantly on the pick 3 and double tickets. In the Kentucky Downs Juvenile Turf Sprint, race 9 at Kentucky Downs on Saturday, September 12th, with a post of 5:32 Eastern, 4:32 Central. County Final is the key bet. Overlay win bet at 2-1 or more. For the exacta, we'll box County File, Outdoor, and box County File and Fauci. We're not going to box the 3. It doesn't pay. And trifecta box, we could box the 3 of County File, Outdoor, and Fauci. Don't forget to check out the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog, free at amwager.com. Take a look. Become a member. Thanks for listening, and good luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.